Next tonight to an ABC News exclusive, an explosive case that made national headlines involving a young woman and a brutal sexual assault. But then the Rolling Stone article about it had to be retracted. Was any of the young woman's story true? Tonight, the dean who says she was accused of ignoring the cries of women on campus, and she's now suing for millions. Here's ABC's Amy Robach.
At the center of the lawsuit, an article titled "A Rape on Campus" about a woman we're calling Jackie, alleging that she was sexually assaulted at a prominent fraternity, causing a firestorm of national attention. Former Dean Nicola Ramo claims she was portrayed in the article as not doing enough to help Jackie and others.
How would you describe how Rolling Stone portrayed you?
They made it look like I used the trust of young women to cover up rapes, and that was so far from anything I would ever do.
She read us some of the hate mail she received.
God will have his day with you. You're a despicable human being.
But the story was later discredited. Rolling Stone retracted the article. In a sworn deposition, the reporter who wrote the story, Sabrina Rubin Erdley, explains how she felt when she realized the story had problems.
I had full faith in Jackie and in her story. And discovering that that she had misled me, it was just devastating.
And in a statement given to ABC News, Rolling Stone says in part, the depiction of Dina Ramo in the article was balanced and described the challenges of her role.
And Amy Robach is with us now. Amy, I know you talked with a number of the friends who knew this young woman, their reaction to this whole thing. But in the meantime, this article was retracted. Are there advocates who believe this is going to hurt other young women who want to come forward after sexual assault?
They really do, David. We know that false reporting of sexual assault is extremely rare. In fact, it's an underreported crime. But there are many who believe this story was and still is a major setback to sexual assault survivors everywhere.